Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We're going to continue sharing with you on the subject of making the right choice, which we began talking about yesterday. We pointed out the fact that we're made of three parts, spirit, soul, and body. When a person receives Jesus Christ, their personal Lord and Savior, their spirit gets changed. They get a brand new spirit. Their soul realm, which is made up of their will, their intellect, and their emotions, is not changed. And of course, their body is not changed. Well, God wants our spirit, soul, and body being preserved blameless under the coming of the Lord. And it's important that one area of our soul, which is the area of our will, is making the right choice. Because with our will, we make the choices in life. And God wants us to make the right choice. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19, he said, I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. God wants you to choose the things that please him. Choose life. When you do that, you'll love the Lord your God. You'll obey his voice. You'll be cleaving unto him. And you know what? You're going to get his life. And you're going to have length of days. You're going to live long on the earth when you make the right choices to obey God. It's important that we overcome the temptations of the enemy. Matthew 26:41 says, watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. The will to make the right choice from our soul is going to come from the strength from our spirit. Our spirit indeed is willing. This is why we've got to be a doer of the word, because you aren't going to be able to overcome the enemy's deceitful works against you and all the temptations just by your own willpower in your own being. No, you're going to need it by spiritual power. You need spiritual power to deal with a spiritual enemy, because our enemy is the devil, who goes about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. The Bible says the spirit indeed is willing, but your flesh is weak or strengthless. Don't give place to the devil. In fact, Ephesians 4:27 says, neither give place to the devil. You do that when you don't walk in the spirit and make the right choices. When you choose God's Word to do it, you're going to be making the right choices that he presents in his Word. And it's so important that you choose what is right. If not, you're going to give place to the devil. And you do this because the devil comes to trick you. 2 Corinthians 11:3, the serpent beguiled Eve, and if so, it was through his subtlety, the same thing he tries to do to us to get our minds corrupted from the simplicity that's in Christ of simply acting upon God's word and doing it. We talked about the story of Martha and Mary. Martha was troubled about many things, and she was always running here and running there, but Mary, she chose the good part. She sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. And Jesus said that she'd chosen the good part, which will not be taken away from her. And he said, Martha, you're careful and troubled about many things. We need to be making the right choice to get in the Word and to do the Word, because you need to have the foundation of the Word in your life. Otherwise, you won't make the right choices. If you just do whatever seems right in your sight, you're not going to go anywhere. Man makes choices of whatever seems right in his sight. But they will be the wrong choices if they're contrary to God's Word. That's why you've got to submit yourself to the Word of God, make it final authority in your life, and choose to make the right choice and do what the Word of God says. The Bible says that when we're newborn babes in Christ, we should desire the sincere milk of the Word, that we may grow thereby. And our delight must be in the law of the Lord, and meditate in that law day and night. When we do that, we'll be like trees planted by the rivers of water. We're going to bring forth our fruit in its season, our leaf's not going to wither, and whatsoever we do will prosper, praise God. It's important that you delight greatly in the commandments of the Lord and do what he says and not let yourself waver off of them or draw back. Otherwise, you'll get double-minded and you'll be unstable in all of your ways. It's important to choose the things that please the Lord. We were closing with the in the last broadcast with Joshua 24:15, where he says, "Choose you this day whom you will serve." Every one of us are making choices every day about whom we're serving. And you're serving a whom, a person. You're either serving God or you're serving the devil, whether you realize it or not. A lot of times people think, well, I'm just doing my own thing. You know, that's what the world says, just do your own thing. No, you're not doing your own thing. You're doing something that has got a spiritual authority behind it. When you're doing God's word, then God is a spiritual authority behind it. When you're doing things contrary to God's word, then the devil is the spiritual authority behind it. You're actually being lorded over and led by the enemy, and you're actually serving the devil. He said, "But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." This is what you've got to do. You've got to make a decision. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We'll choose what's right. We are not going to give place to the devil. We're going to choose the things that please God. Hebrews 11, verse 24, the Bible says, "By faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter." You'd say, that guy's crazy. Here he was in Pharaoh's house. He had everything that he'd ever want. In the natural, it looked like he was set up. But he was a person of God. He was called of God. He had a relationship with God. And he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer the affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. You know, if we make the right choices, we're not going to follow the way of the flesh. We're not going to follow the pleasures of life. That's what the devil uses to take the word out of your heart, to get you off of the word of God. And if you enjoy the pleasures of sin and walking and doing whatever you want, which is sin, for a season, it's going to bring destruction. I'll tell you, it's only going to be for a season that sin's enjoyable, because it starts bringing all kinds of problems into your life. This man made the proper choice. He chose to suffer that affliction and pressure with the people of God instead of it walking in the ways of sin. You know, when we choose God's ways, it's not going to be a way that there won't be pressure coming against you. It will be a time of affliction. There'll be persecution, and you'll have that coming against you with the other people of God that are choosing the right way. And this is what we need to learn to do. Make the right choices, because God is going to bless you. He'll deliver you out of that. And I'll tell you, when you serve the Lord, you're going to be blessed in your life, and God's going to bless you in the life to come. In verse 26, it goes on and said, "He was esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt." Egypt's a type of the world. The treasures in the world or in Egypt are nothing to be compared to the riches in Jesus Christ. He had respect under the recompense of the reward. He chose the things that were right. And this is what we need. Don't look for the things of the world. Don't be one who serves money or the treasures of this world. Serve the Lord and follow Him at all times. Isaiah chapter 7, verse 15. It talks about how that he may know to refuse the evil and choose the good. You need to get to that place. To refuse the evil. Don't be a pushover for the devil's temptations and make the wrong choice and give place to him coming in to get you to yield to doing the wrong thing. Get angry, get upset at a person, get into unforgiveness, yield to lusts of the flesh and follow what the devil wants you to do. You need to refuse the evil and choose the good. It's important that you make the right choice in life. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29. He says, "Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption." Let all bitterness, let all wrath, that anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Now see, you got to make the right choices. You're not going to let corrupt communication come out of your mouth. You're not going to be a criticizer. You're not going to be negative. You're not going to be one who speaks a bunch of things contrary to God's word, speaking a bunch of doubt and unbelief. But instead, you're going to speak good things. And when you're ministering to people, around people, you're going to speak things that are going to be edifying, that ministers grace to them. Not condemnation, not criticism, not judgment. But it ministers grace unto the hearers. Be an encourager. Be one who builds one another up. And don't grieve the Holy Spirit of God. He says, let all that bitterness go. See, you got to make the choice. You may have had a lot of negative things happen to you in your life. Let that bitterness go. Let that wrath go. People that may have done destruction and you have a lot of anger over things that have befallen you, let that anger go, God says. Let that clamor go. Let that evil speaking, put it away from you. And learn to be kind. Make the right choice. Make the decision, I will be kind to one another. I will be tender-hearted. I will always forgive, forgiving one another as God has forgiven me. Very important that you make the right choices to do what God wants so you stay in fellowship with Him. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 19. If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured with a sword. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. We need to choose the things that please God. If you are willing and obedient, then you're going to be blessed. If you refuse and rebel, look out. The curses are coming. The destruction is coming your way. Proverbs chapter 1, he says in verse 23, turn you at my reproof. And behold, if you do so, I'll pour out my spirit upon you. I'll make known my words unto you. But then he goes on and he says, because I've called and you refused, I've stretched out my hand and no man regarded, but you've said it not all my counsel, and you would none of my reproof. See, if you don't listen to God, and you don't take His counsel, you don't take His word and do it, you're going to be in a situation where there's not going to be any protection. And when you go to call on God when you have a problem, He says, I'm going to laugh at your calamity. I'm going to mock when your fear comes. He's not going to respond. You'll call on me and I'm not going to answer. You're going to seek me early, but you're not going to find me. Why? Because you hated knowledge and you did not choose the things that please Him. You didn't choose the fear of the Lord. You had none of His counsel and despised all His reproof. And then He says, you're going to eat the fruit of your own way and be filled with your own devices. But if whosoever hearkens unto Him is going to dwell safely, and you're going to be quiet from the fear of evil. You need to be willing and obedient to choose the things that please God. You need to make up your mind, I will choose to do the Word of God. I'm going to think, what does the Word say in every situation? I'm going to acknowledge what God's Word says. I'm going to choose to do it. I'm going to be obedient and willing, and I'm going to hearken unto the voice of the Lord, and I'm going to listen to His counsel, listen to what He brings, and make the right choice, and then God is going to bless you. We're going to talk more on this in the next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As I close today, do you realize that the number one negative influence in your life is inherited generational curses? This is because the iniquities of the forefathers are passed down to the children to the third and fourth generations. These curses, enforced by demonic spirits, must be broken and the spirits must be cast out. We break inherited curses and cast out these spirits in our Healing, Deliverance, and Counseling Center. If you would like personal ministry, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.